Our friends were dearer then. Hindsight distorts memories, particularly our recollections of men in public life. Although Kennedy was elected president in 1960 by only 49.7% of the popular vote, by June 1963, pollsters found that 59% of the electorate recalled voting for him, a figure which, after his death, jumped to 65%, meaning that over 10 million voters had edited their memories. An extraordinary number of Bostonians now recall having prophesied in 1946 that Kennedy would rise from congressman to senator and thence to the presidency. And thousands of others, while not claiming to have predicted it, believe that his political future was preordained, the work of destiny, a part of some grand design as inevitable as the stars turning in their courses. Of course, it wasn't like that at all. Kennedy's drive and political instincts had a lot to do with it, but so did luck. It was pure chance, for example, that Martin Luther King was jailed in Atlanta on October 19, 1960, and that Jack impulsively called Coretta King to express his concern. Yet without that call, he wouldn't have received 70% of America's black vote, providing him with the margin he needed to beat Nixon. King's father told the press that he had been against Kennedy because he was a Catholic, but he now supported him. Jack, amused, said, "Imagine Martin Luther King's father being a bigot." He paused and added dryly, "But we all have fathers, don't we?" On January 3, 1947, he took his congressman's oath and, defying convention, refused to call on the Dean of Massachusetts Congressman John W. McCormick and pledge allegiance to him. As a freshman member of the House Labor Committee, he filed a separate report on the Taft-Hartley bill, disagreeing with both Republican and Democratic members, criticized the Truman administration's trade policies and budget appropriations, became the only member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation who refused to petition for Curley's pardon, and then attacked the sacred veterans lobby for opposing low-cost housing. The ambassador was particularly pleased with some other things Jack was saying because Joe himself thought they needed saying. They were right-wing dogmas, popular with Republicans but heresy to Harry Truman, who was a dangerous enemy with a long memory. Kennedy denounced Truman's 0.4 pro-